Last night, the four top Democrats running for Florida governor avoided the slightest flare-up during a rather cordial two-hour debate in Miramar. Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, entrepreneur Chris King, former Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine, and former U.S. Representative Gwen Graham were questioned on education, the environment, and social reforms. On education, Chris King says that standardized tests are inefficient.
You know, we need a governor willing to listen to teachers, to come up with the types of accountability systems that work.
On the environment, Gwen Graham said she would appoint better advisors to water management districts.
We have got to break the hold that the utility companies have on the state of Florida.
Philip Levine stressed his efforts to combat sea level rise on Miami Beach.
I raised roads, put in pumps, raised seawalls, put together a $500 million infrastructure program.
Andrew Gillum talked about how to make housing more affordable.
For every 50 units of housing that is developed, at least 10% of it must be dedicated to affordable and workforce housing.
The candidates rarely disagreed, all voicing support for a woman's right to choose and gun control measures. Well, come November, Florida voters will also decide on a trifecta of tax-related amendments, two of which directly affect local governments. The first, Amendment 1, would increase the state's homestead exemption. It would result in $645 million fewer dollars for local governments. Florida Association of Counties spokeswoman Cragen Mosteller says such proposals limit local control.
They're going to have to consider what they can invest in and continue to improve efficiencies. But at the same time, I know that if I were voting for this, I would want everyone to get a piece of this. I certainly would think that if I'm voting for something to go into my constitution, it should be an amendment that everyone gets to benefit from. And that's not the case on this one.
Florida voters will see 13 constitutional amendments on the November ballot. They include one that continues a 10% increase cap on non-homestead properties and another which restricts the legislature's ability to raise taxes. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.